Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. Thank you so much for joining the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. And what can I say? Good Monday morning, and grab yourself your favorite cup of Java. Sit back and relax with all the coffee chatter fun. What should I say? Fun, delicious Java talk. Did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop of what was going on in Hollywood movie time. Remember, all these are just estimations. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. And if I'm right, hey, hey, hey. All right. One, the movie this week was Goosebumps. Do you remember the Goosebumps books? Well, all the young people out there, they just love them. Anyway, the movie, number one, first week out, made over $23 million. Number two, The Martian, and that one stars Mark Wahlberg, made over $21 million. Number three, Bridge of Spies, first week out there, made over $15 million there. Number four, Crimson Peak, so that one made over $12 million there. Number five, Hotel Transylvania 2, great kids movie there. If you saw the first, second one, even better, Hotel Transylvania 2, that one made over $12 million there. Number six, Pan, of course, that is the Pan made just about $6 million, but Pan. If you love Peter Pan, then you're going to love this movie. I haven't seen it. I have friends that have seen it later. It's a lot of fun, and it takes Peter Pan to a whole nother level. But anyway, Pan was number six. Number seven, The Intern, and that one made just about $5.5 million there. Number eight, Scenario, I always mess that title up. That one made a little bit over $4.5 million. Number nine, Woodlawn, first week out, came in at number nine, made a little bit over $4 million. And number 10, Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials, that one made just about $3 million there. So if you saw any of those movies, well, you were with the rest of the USA. All right, moving on to some Hollywood gossip here. Interesting, of course, we all know the Kardashians. All right. I have never met any of the Kardashians. I have many friends and associates who have met them, from the mom to Kim to Khloe to all of them. The one thing that they say is that all the Kardashians are extremely nice, humble, polite, kind, courteous, very uplifting. I've heard nothing but wonderful things about the entire family. Again, I've never met any of them, but everything you hear about them, people say that they are so nice, along with Britney Spears. Some of the nicest people in Hollywood. Anyway, moving on to Lamar Odom. Of course, he used to be married at one point to Khloe Kardashian. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Remember, they had their own TV series. I should say their own reality TV series. Anyway, Lamar Odom, famous basketball player, has a substance, allegedly has a substance abuse problem. He's been in rehab, you know. What can I say? The man has not had an easy life at all. Well, of course, last week he was found in a brothel in Nevada, unconscious. 911 was called. Get this, allegedly, he was too tall to fit into the first ambulance. This is what I heard, gossip. So too long, of course, you know, what is he, almost 7 feet tall. So anyway, he got to the hospital. He was unconscious. Everybody was worried that maybe, you know, he wasn't going to pull through. A lot of prayers went out for Lamar. A lot of hopes, a lot of positive energy. Anyway, allegedly, it looks like he's showing signs of improvement, and I think that that is wonderful. It looks like he can use hand signals. I don't think he's talking, but he is awake, which is really, really good. Communicating, you know, with the medical staff by some type of, you know, hand signals, allegedly. So I think that this is just a great thing because he was found unconscious at the Love Ranch brothel there in Nevada. And, wow, allegedly he spent, like, how many days he was there, I don't know. I think 3 days he spent, everybody said, what, $75,000? I don't know, that's a lot of money, but I don't know how rich he is. If you're super, super rich, maybe that's not so much. I don't know. Anyway, he's 35 years old, former NBA basketball player. I just think this is one of the saddest stories that there are out there. And I heard a lot of people, friends that I was talking to, say, well, you kind of get what you deserve. Well, I don't think anybody deserves to have hard times. It comes on us all, but I don't think anybody deserves to have hard times. It definitely is going to fall on everyone. No one is immune. And I think it's a tragedy because people that meet him say he's actually a very, very, very nice guy. Who did he hurt other than himself and those close to him that he, you know, that love him? It wasn't like he purposely went out to, you know, hurt somebody, you know. He's not a serial killer. So sometimes I think our words can be so harsh. That's how you feel, that's how you feel. Me personally, I hope the man makes it. And anybody with a substance abuse problem, I hope that they pull through, whether it's drugs or alcohol or whatever the problem is, I hope that, you know, everybody makes it and gets some help because that's no joke. So anyway, Lamar Odom, we at Coffee Chatter wish you the best, and we all hope that you and your family have a happy, long, prosperous life. Moving on from there, okay, if you are a reality TV fan, well, no, I don't want to do that. Remember the Housewives of New Jersey, Miss Teresa, I don't know, she and her husband had some type of issues with, I think, taxes. Anyway, where did this news come from? I'm so sorry. This is good news. Right there on the air. She goes to jail. She gets a sentence. Anyway, allegedly, there was a raid, some type of raid, in the police. I mean, not in the police. There was a raid in the prison where she was, and it just happened to be, you know, checking all the cells, all the prison cells. I don't know if the story is true. It seems kind of different, but allegedly. Anyway, I used to watch that show when she was on it, and she was fabulous. I want her to get out. I want her to be happy. She has kids. I want everything to go right in her life. She has children. She seemed like, you know, a very positive person. She didn't hurt anybody but herself, and all those that love her are affected around her. She didn't go out and do anything to anybody else. But anyway, this is just my take on it. Everybody has their own opinion. We're all entitled. I just hope that this story is fake, and I hope that she gets out of prison. Okay, that's my story. That's my Hollywood gossip. I'm done. I'm not going to say anything bad about anybody else. I have some Coffee Chatter information, www.coffeechatter.net. We are having our major sock drive for the L.A. Mission, and with the L.A. Mission, we are collecting brand new pairs of socks. You can check out our drop-off locations on our website. We have four locations. We have Knowles and Morgan Realty down in Los Angeles. We have Paramount Studios, which is centrally located in Hollywood, California. We have Culture's Beauty Salon in the Antelope Valley. So if you're out in that area, just bring in a pair of socks. They will put it in the box for us. Right now we have to reach our goal of 500 pair of brand new socks. We're asking to bring your socks. If you're near Paramount, a lot of our showbiz community is already on the lot, so it's no big deal to get there because I know you're already working in the business. If you are there, drop off your socks any guard gate, and they will make sure it gets to the Coffee Chatter box right there. If you're on the lot and you're already working inside Paramount Studios, just drop them off, any box. If you don't know where the boxes are, contact the hall Any guard will tell you, everybody knows about the sock drive. We would love it to have brand new socks. It's going to help out our Los Angeles mission and their homeless population. And what can I say? Sock it to me. So bring me some socks, okay? And people, have a great day. The choice is always up to you. Be kind to people. Be kind to children. Be kind to animals. Spay and neuter your pets. If you can't afford it, check out Actors and Others for Animals. Check out the Sam Simon Foundation. Check out the Mercy Crusades, and they will help you with the spay and neutering your pets. Okay, so Actors and Others for Animals, they all have websites. Sam Simon Foundation has a website. So let's get these animals some help, and we can stop this overpopulation. Much love, people. Be kind. Hold the door open for someone. Tell somebody they look good. What can I say? Give a kind, positive word and watch your power grow just with your positive kindness. All right. This is Lynn Burnett. This is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I will talk to you next Monday morning. Much love. Bye-bye.